The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sin against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would as a Gentile or tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by the Heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. In our Gospel reading for today, Christ was very much aware of the conflict in his own community. He was giving directions to his community about how to correct a member who sins, what to do to a person who is at fault. Also, Christ was very much aware of the reality of sin and the harm can do to us as human beings and as members of a community. Sin can isolate us from the real needs of the world. This is the reason why Jesus came to dine in with the sinners. He taught about mercy, compassion, and inclusion to build community. Sin can tear community apart. And we heard, if your brother or sister sin against you, go and tell him or her their faults between you and him alone. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you. And if he refuses to listen, tell the church. I would like to invite you to listen to these passages in the light of our second reading. Love your neighbor as yourself. Loving our neighbor does not treat others as an outsider. Loving our neighbor stops us in judging others and be silent in the injustices around us. Committing sin is an injustice in itself against God, our neighbor, and our own very self. Loving each other is our weapon in sinning. Loving builds community, heals relationship, and understand any differences we have. Take, for example, when you ask your kids to take the trash out, and you will hear say, "Can I do it later?" Or you can ask your husband to pick up something from the store, and you will hear, "Honey, can I finish watching the game because NFL is on?" And then what's happened to you? Resentment builds up. Resentment builds when we sin. Resentment builds if we don't ask for forgiveness or even just being hurt. And that is the key or the core of this particular gospel. Jesus wants to be heard. And everybody wants to be listened to. Sometimes, or most of the time, we don't want to be told. For a lot of people, do this and do that is a turnoff. Maybe we can ask our kids, "I know you love me. That's why you are helping me to help me out in the kitchen throwing out things." Or we can stop and ask ourselves today, what does gospel mean to us? What does loving our neighbor as ourselves means? We want to be loved and to love. We want to forgive and be forgiven. And all of us experience this in our lives, that people or other people hurt us and sin against us. How are we to respond when people we loved and cared sin against us? How are we to respond to the people we loved and cared about when we sin against them? And this is what I learned working with our children here at school and religious ed. When someone or a kid hurts another kid, accidentally or intentionally, they say, "I'm sorry," right away. And that's a reflection of their purity of heart and the clarity of mind. All of us are victims of sin. How can we heal those wounds and painful memories? And the gospel or the readings tells us, love yourself. Love yourself and love yourself. Even though others hurt us, when loving others and ourselves, we offer forgiveness and mercy. This is where love comes. Christ never sinned but died for our sins. If Christ can forgive and show mercy, we can do the same. As I said earlier, offering forgiveness is not easy because it triggers past hurt, brokenness, and shortcomings. But because of love, we can love our neighbor even when it hurts. Beyond sin, there's the grace of God who can carry us beyond our human capabilities. The grace of God is bigger than our sins, and the grace of God cleanses our guilt. When we recognize and acknowledge this grace in our lives, we welcome forgiveness and mercy towards others. In our gospel, Christ was definitely building a faith community, and so we are today. In our faith and worship community, we can offer care for one another, not hate. Love, not alienate. Sacrifice and not to take advantage. And the last point I want to give you to take home this week, Pope Francis once said, reflect on the word solidarity. Because in solidarity, we see each other not as rivals or as statistics, but as brothers and sisters. He added, when we share, we become truly rich. Everything has been shared, multiplied. Think of the multiplication of the loaves by Jesus. The measure of the greatness of a society or even a church is found in a way it treats those who are in need, those who have nothing apart from their poverty. This is the gift of the faith community and of our baptism. We come to church to share in the Eucharistic table, to pray and worship together, but also to forgive ourselves. That's the key of the reconciliation, that we become people for others, and when we pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, we consciously ask our God to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In this way, we grow in our Christian faith and relationship with one another. And as Pope Francis added, never grow accustomed with evil, but only good. Only good. Have a great weekend.